This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 8 of our podcast. My name is Ava and alongside me is Sakuya, Bree and Noah. We are the hosts today on behalf of the Youth Action Group. How about we do a round of introducing ourselves and share what we like to do in our free time?
Great question. I like that question. Who would like to go first?
I am Sakuya. I'm 16 years old and I'm going to Kaikoura Valley College and I'm the exchange student from Japan.
Awesome. Too easy. And what's your favourite thing to do or something you like to do in your free time?
I play some piano or gaming, playing video games.
Awesome. Awesome.
Cool. I'll go next. Hi, I'm Bree. I'm a youth worker at Greater Green Island Community Network, and I'm 22 years old, and I like to watch movies in my free time and TV shows. I love just curling up on the couch, watching a movie in my free time.
Favourite TV show right now, Brie?
The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Mine too. How about you, Sakuya? Are you watching it?
Not really.
Oh, Ava?
No, I haven't.
Oh, that's good, because if we all were watching it, we'd just talk about it all day. So that's probably a good thing.
Okay, I'll go next. I'm Ava. I'm 12 years old and I go to Green Island School. In my free time, I like to hang out with my neighbour, Chance.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Nice.
And hey, everyone, my name's Noah. I'm 23. I'm a youth worker, like Bree, for the Greater Green Island Community Network. One of my favourite things to do at the moment in my free time is play guitar. I'm really enjoying playing guitar. And I'm actually, straight after work today, I'm going to check out a guitar that I found on Trade Me because my brother broke the string in one of my guitars and I needed a new one anyway because it wasn't very good. So, yeah, that's me. Might be time for our first segment, potentially.
All right, it's time for Cap or No Cap, the game where we each tell a wild story and we have to figure out if they're spitting facts or just full of it. Is it real? Is it fake? Let's find out.
Let's find out indeed. I hope everyone has a story, a quick story. Who would like to go first? Should I go first?
Yep.
Yeah. Should I go first? Okay, I'll go first. Cap or no cap, 30 seconds. Okay, so earlier this week, my football team played another team. Now we played the top of the table. They're from the same club as us, but they're the A team, we're the B team. They've won every game this year, haven't lost at all. We've lost a lot of games. We're not that great. But we showed up on Tuesday night, we got fizzed up, and we scored 4 goals in the first half, and we ended up winning 4-1. We beat the top team, we beat the A team. Is that cap or is that no cap? Your thoughts?
I think it's cap.
I think so.
Just by your expression.
You're reading me. You're reading my face rather than my story.
Yeah.
I also reckon it's cap because I know Noah's not near the A team. So I don't think you'd beat the A team. Is it Noah? Is that everyone's final guesses that that's cap?
Cap.
Yeah.
True. I'm offended, team. I'm in the B team. But there's some good players in the B team. We did beat them 4-1. That's just what happens when we show up.
Good job.
I thought that might sell you. That was too easy. Who would like to go next?
I'll go next. Why not? Okay. When I was 3, I went to Samoa. And on the way back, someone on the plane got kicked off.
Like mid-ear.
Do you know why they got kicked off?
Hold on. Mid-ear?
No. Like on the ground before we left.
Okay, yep.
All right. Okay, how big was the plane you took?
I don't remember.
Why not?
Because I just got told that by my mum.
Okay. 3 years old, but you do remember the person getting kicked off?
No, my mum just told me that.
Oh, okay. you seem pretty adamant. I'm reading you, and I'm saying that's no cap. Just you sound pretty sure about the story, so I'm saying no cap.
I think Ava's a good actor. I'm going to go cap? I don't know. So can you make a decision?
I think it's cap.
It is cap.
Oh, yes! What?
Ava's a good liar.
Very good, Ava.
That's not a good thing, Bree.
Well, it's good that I can read you.
It is in this case. Well done. You sold me.
Didn't sell the rest of us. Sakuya.
Yep. When I was 10 years old, I went to Canada, and I went to see the border between the U.S. And I accidentally crossed the border and by myself, and I couldn't get back. But I could get back because of the kindness of the border guards.
Yeah.
So, is that cap or not?
That's something that's quite that's weird to make up. So I'm gonna say no cap.
Yeah, I think it's not cap.
Yeah. Did you when you crossed the border? Was there a gate there or a fence?
Yeah, gate and fence.
And you just rolled on through, like walked through.
Yes, walk.
And the guards just let you through.
Yeah.
And then when you went to go back, they didn't let you back in or what?
Just like not remember much.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you guys. It's too creative to make up. I say no cap.
It was cap.
What the?
Dang, that was so
You've
good.
Got creative brain. You've what got the? That's,
that was
that's
fucked
good
that
to make up.
That was a fuck that I've been Canada and went border and through for through that crossed the US, but not by myself, with my family.
Cheeky. Yeah, no, good twist on a true story. Sold me. I've been.
Did you do? Oh, yeah.
Come on, bro. You guessed it right.
Yeah.
It was a football.
It was.
You ought to round us off.
I don't know if I have one.
Oh, okay. That's totally fine.
Yeah, not today, team.
We don't all need to share.
My little brain is
Did anyone
working.
Get them all right? Yeah. Did anyone guess right
no,
every time?
No, because no one got Sakuya's right.
True. Oh, well.
Unless Sakuya got them all right, he still could have won.
Yeah.
I guess.
Very interesting. Some good storytellers, I must say. Or should I say good liars?
So that's it for cap and cap or no cap. Let us know if you guess right or if you got totally played. Okay, for our next segment, we're going to do That's a Hot Take. The part of the show where the things get a little spicy, we have some controversial, slightly ridiculous opinions, and we'll see if they're genius or just plain unhinged. That's a hot take.
Cool. Who would like to start? Okay, well, I'll go first because I was talking about mine briefly with last week's host, Christopher, and he seemed to think mine was an abomination, but his sister does it. So my hot take is that I eat pies. Well, I don't always eat pies like this, but my favourite way to eat a pie is I get the pie, I take off the top, I eat the top of my tomato sauce. Then I squirt some tomato sauce into the mince. I'll eat the mince. And then I'll get more tomato sauce and eat just the pastry by itself.
Oh, yeah.
That's also
just
what I
tomato
do.
Tomato sauce.
Yeah, that's the best way.
No, you're outranked. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I found my people.
I might be outranked in this room, but Kiwis, New Zealanders love pies. And there is no way that if we did a poll nationwide, that people would agree with you. Just get the pie, you get it out of the bag, and you chomp it.
Hey, I'll do that as well, but my favourite way to eat it is by doing it this weird way.
So you take
it's
the
so
pastry
good.
Off, and you eat the pastry with tea sauce.
Yeah, and
so
then
just
you,
pastry
no, no,
and tea
no.
sauce
yeah,
at the
just
start.
The top, just the top, and then you eat the mince.
And then you do pastry and tea sauce again.
No, you at the end.
Yeah.
Well, that's like the little kid way, but we can still be little
yeah.
kids.
Okay. Anyone else have a hot take? Don't I know it. Next person's hot take.
Well, I'm cold. Like, do you like cucumbers? Well, sometimes we eat for fresh salad or make some pickles. But I like to eat is with honey. Like, it tastes like similar to melon. And it's tasty. You should try that.
I would try
a hot
it.
Take. I wouldn't
melon.
Try it.
Yeah. I would. Because yeah, cucumber just tastes like water, so wouldn't it just taste like honey?
I'm just really fussy and I don't like trying new things.
I'm more fussy than you, Brie.
That's true.
Yeah, cucumber is like 90-something percent water. Yeah. And so, and they have the texture of melon and the flavour with the honey.
I've never heard that before, so.
I like it.
That's so interesting. Mm. Yeah.
Good hot take.
Yeah.
Me next. My hot take is the best way to start the day is not with a cup of coffee, not even with a cup of mocha or hot chocolate. The best way to start the day is a cup of hot green tea. Do you agree or disagree?
In winter, I love a tea in the morning. Green tea, not so much, but I can agree with the tea in the morning.
You're in favour of that? I think green tea is the healthiest.
I do not agree with you. I don't think warm drinks are good in the morning.
Okay.
Unless it's a winter's morning and there's a frost.
Yeah. What?
But otherwise, a juice with ice in it
is just the best.
In summer, a juice with ice slaps.
Oh, good call. Orange juice. Any thoughts, Zakiya?
I do agree because I'm Japanese.
Thank you. I thought I'd have a brother in arms over there.
Yeah.
Green tea over black tea?
Green tea.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Good. Yep. Okay. Someone agrees with me. Did you want to share?
I didn't have one.
Ah, fair enough. Three is enough. Three is more than enough.
Yeah, that was a hot take. That's it for this week's questionable opinions. More bold claims and bad logic next time.
All right, this is My Life, Your Life, the segment where we swap stories, compare notes, and learn a little about each other. Hopefully you all can learn a little something too.
So we thought this would be a cool segment to do because we've got Sakuya on the podcast, who is part of the Youth Action Group, but he's an international student. So he's lived a very different life to the lives of potentially the rest of us. So Ava, would you like to
get
in with a question?
Okay, so what is an international student exactly?
International students are the students from another countries. Some people from Europe, some people from Asia, and some people from South America. They are coming for studying English and learning the local culture.
Thank you for that explanation. What was the biggest cultural shock you faced?
The biggest cultural shock was that I don't have to take my shoes off when I get in home. Because I'm Asian and I always take my shoes off when I get home.
Wow.
Like once I did, my mom scolded me. So I always take my shoes off with at home, even here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
really
so cool. I would like to say my sister's just spent a lot of time in Asia. I'm half Vietnamese, and my sister just moved to Vietnam for like a year last year. She's back now. But whenever I go to my parents' house, because I'm like the least, people have called me the least Asian person they know, which is quite bad. I'm very whitewashed. But I'll wear my shoes on just like the couch, or not in my bed, but on my bed. And then my sister sees it and she'll just start yelling at me. And she's like, get your shoes up. And I'm like, no, because I like to just be a little bit annoying. But I think that is something that is just, big cultural shock as well, that I've just, had to deal with once my sister came home.
Interesting. It's really interesting.
What was your emotions before you came here?
Well, I was excited, of course, but a bit nervous because I couldn't speak English then, and there's a different culture here, and life without my mom, that must be hell. But new place and new environment made me so excited. So I'm totally excited before I came here.
Awesome.
Okay, the last question's a bit of a silly one, but if you could have any animal as a pet, what would it be?
a turtle can be, because the turtle is so cool, like slowly but long lives, they're cool, that's why.
Cool. Thanks for that, Sukuya. I think we've learned a lot more about you and
definitely
international students. Should we ask Ava some questions about her life?
Yeah. So, where are you from?
I'm from right here in Dunedin.
Whoop whoop.
Yeah, you got three Dunedinites.
Yeah.
And have you ever been to another country, or where would you like to go?
So I actually have been to Samoa. And if I went anywhere, I probably would like to go to, like, a nice warm place.
Hmm. Warm place. Yeah, good. So what is the... So this is a kind of weird question. Like, what is the weirdest food you ever had?
I haven't really had that much weird foods because I am quite picky eater. But... I actually am not sure what the weirdest food I ever had was.
Can you remember eating anything over in Samoa when you were there?
Nope. I was 3 years old, Noah.
Well, you keep bringing it up. It's like you might have some memory.
Nope.
You had a lemonade apple. Did you have some of the apple at work?
Yeah.
Today's the first day I ever had what's called a lemonade apple. The idea is that it tastes like lemonade.
Which... It didn't taste like lemonade.
Okay, well, that's no fun.
It tastes normal. Okay, for our next segment, we're going to be doing the debate club, where the topics are ridiculous and the opinions are somehow even worse. We're debating the big stuff, like, does pineapple belong on pizza? No research, just passionate nonsense. Let's debate.
Okay, guys. These guys have come up with a really interesting topic to debate. Something that all the youth out there probably have an opinion on. It is, should schools have school uniforms? And we're going to do rock, paper, scissors to start.
1, 2, 3.
You guys do different ones. But
rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Ava wins.
Okay, so I think schools should not have uniform because we can't show our personality, and I feel like that's a big part of who we are, is what we wear.
Well, my opinion is schools should have the uniform because imagine being on the busy morning and you have to think about an outfit for school. If we have a uniform, we don't have to think about it, and what we need to do is just wear the same uniform as every day. That's more efficient.
Well, I do think when you get to high school, the uniform does look a lot bulkier and uncomfortable.
I'm a high school student, but I don't think so. It's a comfortable, honestly.
As a neutral third party who has left school now, what is your thoughts?
I would like to question Ava firstly, just trying to pick at your case. School is 6 hours a day, 30 hours a week. There are 168 hours in a week, so 30 of them. It's quite a small percentage that you have to wear a uniform. You can just express yourself all the other time. It's only 30 hours. What would you say to that?
30 hours is most of my week. 6 hours is most of my day. I'm only awake for like...
6 hours is a quarter of a day.
12 hours, and like for 3 hours of that time I'm in my PJs, so...
If you had your way, would you be able to wear PJs to school?
No, probably not.
Okay, why not? What if someone wants to express being tired?
Because we do sport at school and you wouldn't really want to do sport in your PJs, would you?
Good What's thinking. Your thoughts about a sport uniform then? Are you like all for a sport uniform and then just like normal clothes or?
Yeah. I mean, if you had a sport uniform, that wouldn't be that bad, but uniform all day is too much uniform.
I think the senior uniform looks good. high school, you know. You wear a blazer, do you, Sakuya?
Yes, that's pretty good.
Long pants. Some of the girls' schools wear, do they, kilts, right?
I loved my kilt.
Kilts are quite nice.
Except my high school just got rid of theirs and they've got like these skirts now, which sucks for them.
Some schools have kilts with patterns, really.
Well, we're a very Scottish town, so it's very normal in Dunedin, I guess, so.
Yep, they wear ties. I wore a tie. You know, nice black shoes, leather shoes, black pants, a nice shirt, a vest. It wasn't, on warm days, it was a bit of a pain because my high school enforced you had to wear your blazer, but it does look good.
I did love in my year 13, though, we got to have no school uniform, and that was nice, but I'd like to say pro school uniforms.
So are you able to remove your bias when deciding who won debate club today, Bree?
Yeah.
Who do you think won?
I don't know. I think you guys both presented really good arguments. I think Sakuya had some really good things about, like, safety and also, like, it's good to have school uniforms for the uniformity and so they look good. I think Ava is fair. I do think freedom of expression, really good. I'm going to... No, I can't make decisions, Noah. Who do you think won?
No, you're the judge. Your name is written down as a judge. I was just an innocent bystander.
I'm just going to go with Sakuya's thing. I do think Ava presented a really good argument. I just think it's all about creativity, though, and I think there should have been maybe some other parts to that.
If I was in charge of a school, it would not have a uniform, but instead of Mufti Day, it would be Uniform Day.
So you'd buy an expensive uniform and wear it one day a year.
It's just free. You can just get it from the school, and then you can just borrow it one day a year.
For one day. Yeah. Interesting.
Nice. Okay.
Watch this space. Watch Ava become a principal. How about that?
Kids are too annoying.
Okay, so it's not going to happen. Well, the Youth Action Group therefore endorses school uniforms.
Yep. That's the end of the debate club, where the argument was strong, but the logic was questionable. Let us know whose side you were on, or just who made the least sense.
Nice. So, yeah, I guess that's pretty much us for today, team. So if you want to get in touch with us, check us out on our TikTok. Our account name is Fiako. That is WHEAKO on TikTok. I nearly said that with an F. That's bad. I can read, guys, I swear.
WHEAKO, Fiako, a Māori word meaning experiences. That's our podcast TikTok account. It's been a cool podcast today. We've had Ava from Green Island School, Sakuya from Kaikoura Valley College, bit of a mix, Noah and Brie, who no longer thankfully attend school. How about we round ourselves out?
That's up for this episode. Thanks for hanging out with us, whether you laughed, learned something, or just listening in awkward silence, we appreciate you.
Make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss what's coming up next. And if you know a local legend or have an idea for a segment, hit us up. You'll hear from us next in a fortnight. See ya.
That's us for another episode of the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog, and your nan. Catch you next time. Ka kite.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.